Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or even camping? Well, each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. Our final lease auction will be held Monday, October 25th in Shawnee at the Shawnee Expo Center. Counties with leases include Canadian, Cleveland, Lincoln, Oklahoma, and Pottawatomie County. This will be our final lease sale this year, but check back with us at www.clo.ok.gov. Any unleased tracts will be offered at various times throughout the year, normally through a sealed bid process, but may be available at live auction at the discretion of the land office. School land auctions are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming. The money benefits Oklahoma school lands and colleges, and we thank you for supporting them through school land auctions.
Live cattle futures were under pressure in general, with the October lives 97 lower at 124.97, December live cattle 97 lower at 129.55, the February's down 82 at 134.77. The general idea is there's a lot of worry about what's going on with the vaccine mandate and the meat inspectors, and if they have some sort of issues there with the vaccine mandate, there could be some slowdown in the packing houses. So I don't know if that will really happen, but there's a lot of talk about that, and that seems to be spooking the market just a little bit. October feeder cattle were up 32 at 156.25. The November's down 27 at 159.07. The January feeder's 47 lower at 160 even. March is down 50 here at 160.92. Kind of been trending lower over the last 7 or 8 trading days, but we're still above the 20-day moving average, so there is some hope there. Lean hogs today were down pretty hard here, 282 lower in the December hogs at 73.20. They're at their low end of the range over the last couple of months now. The low was back in September at 72 cents. And so there for a while, of course, the lean hog market was rallying like crazy all the way from, well, really throughout the 2021 year all the way through the summertime.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
Today's corn futures were 4 to 7 cents lower, with December down 7 at 5.32 1/4. The beans gave back all of yesterday's gains. They were down 21.5 in November at 12.24. January's 21.5 lower, 12.33. So pretty disappointing day for the bean market. The market was expecting some sales this morning, some new USDA announcements, but we did not get anything out of that. Chicago wheat down 6 to 8. Kansas City was down about 11 to 12, with December at 7.47 3/4. July of next year at 7.47 1/2, down 11. Minneapolis wheat was 4 to 7 lower. Today's cotton futures ended up 4.59 lower, putting December at 106.14. The March down 4.48, putting it at 104.15. So really disappointing there for the cotton trade. Of course, we're starting to roll a bunch of cotton into the gin to be ginned, and probably ready for the open market here pretty shortly. I think that time of year, you know, when you get new crop rolling in, there's the lack of or supply. There's no supply fear at that point, and that could be what's going on in the market today. The stock market has been slightly lower all day long. It's currently down about 40, so it's bounced back pretty good in the Dow. It's only down 40 at 35,400. Crude oil is currently 80 cents lower, 82.57.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.